Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Pam Scholes. Pam is from Griswold and she is the Vice President of the Cass County Master Gardeners. Good morning to you, Pam.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, whether you're a gardener or not, I think everybody is really anxious for spring. And I understand there's a couple of feathered friends out there telling us it might actually happen.
Yes, there's been lots of robins, and I've even seen some bluebirds.
Wow. I hope they're smart enough to know that it's really going to be spring.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, Pam, the Master Gardeners, of course, have things going on all year long, but it seems like now we get a little bit busier. And I wanted to talk first about the home show, because you and some other Master Gardeners put together a booth at the home show this last Friday and Saturday. What kind of reaction did you have? What kind of questions? Anything that you said, oh, that was really good?
Well, we did have a good turnout at the home show. And this year we were selling cookbooks, so we had a lot of interest in that. Our cookbook is From the Garden to the Table, and there's a lot of recipes in there that you harvest things from your garden, and we've got the recipes to put them together. And then, of course, we had a decorated booth, and everybody was interested in that. And we also have a spring garden seminar coming up on March 22nd that we told people about.
Absolutely, and that... Pam, I cannot hardly believe this is the 16th annual garden seminar.
I can't believe March 22nd is right around the corner.
That's true. But everybody is really ready for it and anxious for it. And so, Pam, just a couple of highlights that you come to your mind when we talk about the garden seminar.
Well, we're going to have some really good speakers this year. We've got one about garden design, and I think everybody likes to have a little help when they want to put a garden together of what to do. And then we're going to have one on trees and all the bugs and stuff that's coming into Iowa, what we need to do about that. And then container growing, which a lot of people, although they don't have big gardens, they do have some containers that they like to have. And
you bet. I would just a couple comments on Deb Groth is going to do the container ones, and she just sent her outline and references and so on, and she says this is for wow containers. And that's really true. We visited there a couple years ago, Pam, on our bus trip.
Yes, we
and
did.
We all just were blown away by her huge containers. And I believe she does them for the city of Winterset.
And they're gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous. So she has experience. And the other thing that Deb Groth and her family has experience with is growing chrysanthemums. I mean, they grow them for lots of places in the city of Des Moines and so on. And so one of her sessions is going to be on growing mums and sharing those secrets. She's so generous about sharing information.
That she is.
Yeah. And then the tree guy, you've seen him, right? You've heard
yes,
him.
Yes, I did, down in Clarinda. And he was real energetic, and I think everybody will enjoy him. His name is Jesse Randall, and he's from the Iowa Extension Forestry.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're worried about your ash trees, well, you have a right to worry. But he's going to talk about maybe what we should replace those ash trees with. So,
that's right.
Yeah. And then I comment on the Dream Garden one. This is a name that's familiar to lots of people. The Susan Applegate Hurst is going to be doing that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people have heard her do different kinds of things. And, of course, she's also from Winterset. We must like the Winterset area.
I think we do.
Yeah, great, great folks over there. And then, of course, Pam, we got breakout sessions people can choose from.
Right. And there's a lot of different ones. One that people might be interested for their yards is shrubs. There's something called aronia berries that we last year went and visited on the bus trip, and they're a real interesting berry. Even starting seeds, which is sometimes kind of hard for people to do. So we hope to have a lot of interest in that also.
Yeah. So if you're kind of a beginning gardener and you've never started seeds, that might be a good one. So just lots of choices. Now, Pam, you had some really colorful brochures. Where can people get those brochures or where can they sign up?
Well, you can pick them up around town. We've dropped some off to different businesses, but you can also get them at the Extension office in Atlantic, and you can also, I believe, get them online.
Yes. So just if you don't know what that address is, just put in Cass County, Iowa Extension, and it'll pop up there. You can find it. And
you can also call, and I'm sure that Kate in the office will get you a brochure. Their number is 243-1132.
Okay. So, folks, get signed up for the garden seminar. That's March 22nd. As you say, that's just around the corner. And, of course, Pam, there will be some vendors there. You might even be able to buy some plants.
That's right. There's also a lot of decorative things for your yard that people enjoy.
Yeah. I'm hoping by then the soil will have started to warm up, but it's going to take a while this year.
I think so.
I was just visiting with somebody who said they think the frost is like 4 feet deep. That was just not an official figure, but it's going to take a while.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I've noticed that even my hostas and things, I don't see a sign of them yet.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're it's not been warm enough. Yeah, we get a couple warm days, and then, hey, tomorrow it's not supposed to be all that nice again. So just hang in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Pam, then the next thing that you're working on is...
Then we have a couple other things going on. We always have a plant sale. May is when that comes up. I believe it's May 10th this year, the Saturday of the Mother's Day weekend. And we always have a good turnout and lots of different selections for people to buy. Then we also have a bus trip scheduled for June. We're going to shoot for June 19th, but we're working on that, so I don't have that confirmed yet. But that's always a good time, and people, if we have available seats, can sign up for that also.
Yeah, and usually, I think in the past, it's been about half of Master Gardeners and half of people who are just interested in taking a trip, seeing something new, interested in gardening or not. They like to get on the bus and go with folks.
That's right, and we try to go somewhere different every year, so we're working on this the itinerary now, and I know it'll be a good time.
Oh, absolutely, because, like I say, folks just have a great time visiting and seeing all the things that there are to see. And, again, that is for Master Gardeners and those who are not officially Master Gardeners.
That's true.
Pam, now, you've been a Master Gardener how long?
3 years.
3 years.
Officially.
All right. You're one of the newer ones.
That's right, I am.
But you just jumped right in, and you've been really, really active. Why did you become a Master Gardener?
Well, I wanted to learn more about plants and how to have good success with them, and I also wanted to make some new friends.
Uh-huh. And we're happy you did because, like I said, you're vice president of the group and planning the bus tour and just lots and lots and lots of things. So we meet monthly. And
yes, we do, usually on the fourth Tuesday of the month. Of course, we have a class that you can take. I believe they're going to try to put one together this fall that you can take. It's sponsored by Iowa State University, so it's really an educational thing to do.
You bet. And Chris will be publicizing that, and there is a fee for that. And Pam, you said it's been about 3 years that you've officially been a Master Gardener. You want to kind of comment on that?
Well, I've been gardening for a long time, and I'm probably more of I really like to enjoy plants. I love seeing other people's things, but I do like my yard to look just as nice as everyone else's also.
Bet. And then, of course, you take the Master Gardener class, and then there's that time when you're an intern. You're not officially an entire Master Gardener
right,
for a little while.
We consider them interns. In the first year, we like to do volunteer service as a requirement of the course. You have to promise to do your internship and do volunteer hours, and right now it's at 40 hours, which if you're talking over a year, that's a week's time,
yeah,
week's worth of working.
It's at first it sounds like 40 hours, that's a whole work week, but...
It's not, because we do a lot of volunteer things in the community, and if you can sign up for them, your 40 hours can go really quick.
You bet. And, of course, we hope people stop by if they go to the community center, notice the garden there. That's a Master Gardener-sponsored garden, and always something new going on there, too.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, Pam... Just I want to say thank you for visiting with us. And why don't you remind us about the garden seminar? That's the next thing coming up.
The garden seminar is coming up March 22nd. That's a Saturday. It's an all-day event. Starts at 8:30, and we usually finish around 3:30. You can get brochures around town at different businesses, or you can call the extension office at 243-1132, or you can also email for entry form also.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Pam Scholes, for visiting with us this morning and bringing us up to date on many Master Gardener activities. And until next time, here's a thought. Remember, when you're a gardener, there's always a surprise.
Thanks, LaVon. Mm-hmm.